months behind bars. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That sentence just moments ago for Steve Bannon, who was met with some hecklers when the ex-Trump White House advisor arrived at the Washington courthouse. Bannon got punished for contempt of Congress, convicted of refusing to cooperate with the Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The Justice Department had wanted a six-month sentence. Again, it was 4 months for Bannon. 18 days before the midterm elections, former President Trump is confident Republicans can win control of the House and Senate. Trump has strongly hinted he'll run for president again, telling the Brian Kilmeade radio show,
"If we did badly, I'm not sure that that wouldn't make it even more imperative to run."
Philadelphia's district attorney remains defiant, refusing to testify in private to a Republican-led state House committee trying to get him out of office. Larry Krasner says he would only do it at a public hearing.
"This is an effort to impeach someone for political purposes who has done nothing corrupt and nothing illegal because they want to erase Philadelphia's votes."
Fox's Brian Yenis in Philadelphia.
District Attorney Larry Krasner insists that his more lenient policies are not to blame for the city's record crime surge. Since Krasner took office in 2017, murders in Philadelphia are up 78%, hitting an all-time record in 2021.
Fox's Brian Yenis again. A bronze statue honoring Emmett Till will be unveiled today in Greenwood, Mississippi.
About 10 miles from the country store where the black teen allegedly whistled at a white woman in 1955 that led to his kidnapping and lynching by white men. The unveiling of the statue coincides with the release this month of Till, a movie focusing on his mother, Mamie Till Mobley's private trauma over her son's death and her development into a civil rights activist.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. No one has ever been convicted in Emmett Till's murder. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a funeral getting underway this hour at a stadium in East Hartford, Connecticut, where thousands of police officers from around the U.S., even Canada, have gathered for the funerals of two Bristol officers ambushed and murdered, Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey. They were killed in an ambush attack responding to what they thought was a domestic disturbance.
Fun-loving, good guy who would always help anyone he could.
It's a very tough day. You know, it's impossible to put into words.
Kept me out of trouble when I was in trouble.
The officers were lured into that ambush, and the third officer was wounded. One suspect was killed and returned fire, the other arrested. Some police officers are under scrutiny in Florida after an accidental shooting at a gun range left another officer dead.
A second Miami-Dade police officer is now being questioned after a training exercise at a shooting range near Miami went horribly wrong, and a U.S. Customs officer was killed this week. Jorge Arias was also an instructor at the range, and one of the Miami-Dade officers reportedly used his live firearm instead of a training pistol during a role-playing scenario. Arias was stationed at Miami International Airport, where he worked customs. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now that two court rulings have rejected challenges to the plan to let millions of Americans wipe out student debt,
President Biden will talk about the impact of his student loan forgiveness plan at Delaware State University, a historically black college with a large student body receiving federal Pell Grants. The president's student loan order forgives as much as $20,000 in debt for Pell Grant recipients and up to $10,000 for other borrowers. Several Republican-led states and business groups have sued, arguing the president overstepped his legal authority. This week, two federal judges, including Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, turned away challenges.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 110 points with the Nasdaq's down 30. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.